from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, February 8th. Coming up, many people have read the work of black poet Langston Hughes, but not heard his voice. WILL recorded Hughes speaking at the U of I in 1957. We'll take another listen for our 100th anniversary, coming up in a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is fighting a Sangamon County judge's decision late last week that found Illinois' K-12 school mask mandate is an overstep of the governor's executive authority. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois had scrapped mask mandates last summer as the state's COVID metrics plummeted to all-time lows. But Pritzker ordered their return in August as the rise of COVID's Delta variant coincided with kids going back to school. Now that Illinois is a month past the peak of the Omicron-fueled surge, the governor says he's looking at when to remove mask mandates again, but...
If we start to see an uptick because there's a new variant, we're going to be in deep trouble if we don't have the ability to have people put their masks back on.
Pritzker is encouraging school districts not named in the underlying lawsuit to keep enforcing mask wearing. But he's seeking an expedited appeal to settle confusion over the late Friday ruling, which led some districts to cancel classes on Monday. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Danville District 118 students are still required to wear masks when they return to their classrooms today. Danville students began the week with a remote learning day as the district figured out how to respond to that recent court ruling. District 118 says in a press release that Danville is not named in the case. According to the district's legal team, that means Danville schools do not have to change their policies. The Champaign, Decatur, Rantoul, and Urbana school districts have all made the same decision to continue their mandatory mask policies for the same reasons. Some smaller districts in the area, like Mahomet Seymour, are making masks optional. Mahomet was one of the 170 Illinois districts named in the lawsuit. A clinic for addiction and mental health treatment could open in Danville High School by the end of March. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
In about 2 months, students and their families will be able to walk into the lower level of Danville High School for substance abuse and mental health counseling. Vermilion County parent Karen Peterson says she hopes these services will help families like hers. A few years ago, Peterson lost her 33-year-old to a drug overdose. Peterson says her family struggled to get him help for years.
We're trying to help him, but he would just sometimes cruel and mean to us. I don't know how to say that any better, but they turn you into a really bad person sometimes.
Peterson is advocating for a long-term residential facility for those struggling with addiction. The Danville High School clinic leaders are planning a larger clinic for all of Vermilion County next. Some kind of long-term addiction treatment will be part of it. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County health officials report one more resident has died of COVID-19. The man was in his 60s. He's the 266th county resident to die due to COVID. Health officials reported fewer than 150 new COVID-19 cases in the county yesterday. The number of active cases has fallen below 800, the lowest case count since mid-November. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 89 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, the lowest total since mid-December. 9 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll hear the voice of the late poet Langston Hughes. Jim Meadows brings us the story as part of WILL's centennial celebration. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. WILL is 100 years old this year, and throughout the year we're bringing you stories about the history of this station. Much of that history can be found in the recordings it made and archived over the years. One recording dates back to 1957, when one of the 20th century's leading African-American writers paid a visit to the University of Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has more on the poet Langston Hughes.
It's very nice indeed to be back on your campus again. The last time that I read my poems here was at least 10 or 12, or somebody said last night, 15 years ago.
That's the voice of Langston Hughes giving a poetry reading in the auditorium of Gregory Hall in 1957. The auditorium was one of several around the University of Illinois campus that were wired for sound, allowing WILL radio to record faculty, lecturers, and guest speakers.
At any rate, it's been quite a little while, and certainly I hope that all the students who were here then have graduated by now.
You can hear the audience laughing. It's very clear from the way he's speaking to them that it's definitely an audience primarily made up of university students at the time.
That's Jemetris Rimkus, a reference archivist for the University of Illinois. She learned about WILL's Langston Hughes recording a few years ago while putting together a presentation for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the university. She found the recording digitized on the website of the U of I archives, but it was originally recorded on 16-inch phonograph discs designed for radio use.
My racial and ethnic background is African American, and I'm familiar with Langston Hughes as far as the Harlem Renaissance, and I've read his poetry. I grew up with books of his poetry and reading it, but I actually never heard him speak before.
In his 1957 visit to the U of I, Langston Hughes told his audience he would read some of the same poems that he read during his previous visit in 1945. Some of them were early poems. Some were from the 1920s, when Hughes first made a name for himself as one of the poets of the Harlem Renaissance. Some fit the category of jazz poetry, taking on the forms and themes of jazz music, spirituals, and the blues.
I will read you a blues for a man to sing. And you can tell that this blues was written some years ago because it mentions the WPA. It's a Depression time blues, but it's sort of typical of the of one phase of subject matter in the blues, of being out of work. And this one goes like this. I walked the streets till the shoes wore off my feet. I done walked the streets till the shoes wore off my feet. I've been looking for a job so that I could eat. I couldn't find no job, so I went to the WPA. Couldn't find no job, so I went to the WPA. WPA man told me, you got to live here a year and a day. A year and a day, Lord, in this great big lonesome town. A year and a day in this great big lonesome town. I might starve for a year, but that extra day would get me down. Well, that is the mood of the blues. Usually despondency, but something somewhere in the lyric that will make people laugh.
In writing poetry on African-American themes, Langston Hughes included poems about American racism. Their subject matter ranged from lynchings to this gentler poem that Hughes included in his U of I reading, looking at Jim Crow laws through the eyes of a child.
Where is the Jim Crow section on this merry-go-round, mister? 'Cause I want to ride. Down south where I come from, white and colored can't sit side by side. Down south on the train, there's a Jim Crow car. On the bus, we're put in the back. But there ain't no back to a merry-go-round. Where's a horse for a kid that's black?
Langston Hughes reading his often anthologized poem Merry-Go-Round to a University of Illinois audience, recorded by WILL in 1957. To archivist Jemetris Rimkus, the recording revealed an informality in Hughes's presentation, which made her think the poetry reading was not the main reason for his visit. Rimkus says the main reason, which she discovered after some detective work, is this one-act opera based on the biblical Book of Esther. It had its inaugural performance at the University of Illinois the night before Langston Hughes' poetry reading. It's one of several collaborations between Hughes and the German-American composer Jan Meyerowitz. Rimkus discovered a program for a campus arts festival tucked in with notes from an English professor who had introduced Hughes at the reading.
And in it mentions Esther, and very small, almost unnoticeable, says libretto, Langston Hughes. And so that was why he was there.
Langston Hughes's 1957 visit to the U of I campus came just a few months after the end of the Montgomery bus boycott. And just a few months before President Eisenhower's signing of a civil rights bill that had been watered down by Southern Democrats in Congress. At his poetry reading, Langston Hughes said there had been progress on the civil rights front, but not enough.
Some of the colonial peoples that are achieving their freedom in Africa and Asia have more freedom than some of our own American, in quotes, citizens in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. And so I think we need to move a little faster in some areas of our race relations in this country. But nevertheless, I think we can all look forward with the kind of optimism to tomorrow that I try to express in this final poem, a poem called Tomorrow. We have tomorrow bright before us like a flame. Yesterday, a night gone thing, a sundown name. And dawn today, broad arch above the road we came. We march, Americans together, we march.
The University of Illinois archives hold thousands of 16-inch discs used by WYLL to record campus speakers and concerts, as well as the station's in-studio productions. Other poets recorded by WYLL include Carl Sandburg and T.S. Eliot. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and warmer today with a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Emily Hayes, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.